A presidential push for gun legislation. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden takes to live TV to urge lawmakers to pass gun safety measures, and if not, for Americans to react at the ballot box this November.
It's got to be one of those issues where you decide your position on the issue, senator or candidate for House or Senate, on what we're going to do on us with assault weapons and how have to be able to have 300 rounds in a magazine. And what you say on those things is going to determine how I'm going to vote for you.
The president appearing on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC a few hours ago after attending the Summit for Americas in Los Angeles. Earlier in the House, lawmakers heard from victims and family members of the mass shooting in Uvalde and Buffalo.
There was the Uvalde pediatrician, parents who lost kids, and the harrowing tale of a fourth grader who survived the slaughter. New York Mayor Eric Adams begged lawmakers to stop the violence. But Second Amendment advocates warned against scaling back access to arms amid a crime wave. Republicans contend the Second Amendment is immutable. Bipartisan senators are negotiating a narrow gun bill, but barring assault weapons is off the table. Progressives could oppose a Senate bill, but some Democrats will take anything at this stage.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The entire House passed a wide-ranging bill yesterday that raises the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21 and limits the sale of high-capacity ammunition magazines. Again, the Senate's not expected to pass that bill. The House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol goes prime time tonight as it broadcast hearings over what members have uncovered.
Two announced witnesses so far, Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards, who was injured in the melee, and filmmaker Nick Quested, who captured key moments in the Capitol riot.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A heat wave in Texas with temperatures near 100 degrees as residents worried about rolling blackouts.
I think there's a lot of infrastructure issues that need to be addressed. And until that happens, I think we'll have a lot less to worry about.
But Peter Lake with the State Public Utilities Commission is issuing this guarantee.
I can absolutely guarantee the lights are going to stay on in Texas this summer because of the landmark legislation the Texas legislature passed in 2021.
Well, that legislation was passed after the grid went down during a deadly winter storm, leaving millions without power and costing more than 200 lives. A Florida man takes the law into his own hands during a carjacking. And also, we're hearing from Smucker's over the recall of Jif peanut butter and that it may cost the company millions.
The company estimates the impact of manufacturing downtime, customer returns, and inventory it can't sell, as well as other recall-related costs, could result in a loss of $125 million next year. The recall was issued May 20th as a result of a salmonella outbreak. Two people were hospitalized, but the CDC says the actual number of people sickened is likely much higher. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And now Fox's Tom Graham has more on that carjacking in Florida.
When three Orlando carjackers stole Edgar Diaz's Dodge Caravan, he decided to give chase.
Right now, I'm on the street after them.
He borrowed his wife's car and tailed the suspects while also calling 911 dispatchers.
I'm driving too fast. I am driving that way because I don't want to lose them.
And he didn't lose them. Diaz was able to catch up to the trio of accused thieves, and so were responding officers. The three tried to flee on foot, but were quickly busted. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.